sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. John Michael Field, initials JMF, is mostly known as Jamoof, but I think an even better name might be Big Love's Dowsing Rod, because his music is so powerfully aimed at the big love, not just the personal romantic connection, but the thing that also gets called by names like the light, the Tao, and many other such names. There is naked soul and gritty mountain climbing in Jamoof's songs, with reflections of Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and other rich folk fodder. His guitar and voice are compelling, solid, and completely real, with no artificial sweetener or illusions mastered over by studio gimmicks. You'll sometimes see him on stage with the likes of Claire Dacey or Michael Metcalf, but often solo. We had important production help today from Andrew Jansen. Also, there is a full uncut version of this interview on northernspiritradio.org with an extra 20 minutes of the interview, including one more song. But best of all, he joined us here in person earlier this week in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, instead of via Zoom from Massachusetts, which he calls home. John Michael, thanks so much for driving all the way to Eau Claire for this Song of the Soul interview.
Well, when I discovered that my brother only lived a little over an hour, actually, it's like close to an hour and a quarter from here, I thought this is a perfect opportunity. I'd rather be face-to-face with you than across a computer screen.
Yeah. Of course, I've met you and I met Claire online before, and I really am so glad that you could be here. It's makes all the difference to see a person as a real person, not an AI image.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could have put any face up on the screen for you and you wouldn't have known.
So your brother lives in the Twin Cities, but you're an Easterner, but you're the... So give me the overview of your life, where you've lived, where you feel rooted.
Yep. I was a government brat, being born in Alexandria, Virginia, and my dad worked for the government in D.C. In fact, he was a CIA agent. I have to whisper that. He traveled himself, but he left the family at home in Alexandria most of the time. The exception to that was the whole family went to Japan for 2-3 years when I was but a baby. And then when I was in high school, my sophomore year, we moved to North Carolina so he could run a secret testing base in eastern North Carolina.
So am I understanding that you're following in his footsteps as a secret agent or anything?
Well, I wasn't going to admit that, but I'm here for a specific purpose that I cannot divulge to you.
So my take on you and your music is that it's completely love-centric. It is about loving the world together, seeing that, raising it up. That's what I see of you in the music. Is that a profession that your father was following in his estimation?
Let me just say ha, ha, ha to that, that emotionally speaking, he and I were at opposite ends of the spectrum. I don't want to delve into that too much, but I should be totally scarred by his lack of affection. I'll say that. Oh, and let me mention, there is a song on YouTube I wrote called CIA Man. You might want to look that one up.
Is that anything like Secret Agent Man?
Well, the first few verses I'm saying, I'm going to follow his footsteps, and then I come to the realization that everything that happens in Washington is all just lies and deceit. And so then the last verse, I back away.
Okay. Well, I did wonder about that. I do not actually assume that because someone works for the CIA or whatever, that they're black souls. And I would not make that assumption. And I've met very good people of very different paths from mine.
That's interesting you should mention that, because my dad had a boss for a while, Sidney Gottlieb. He's mentioned all over the Pentagon Papers or wherever you look to find CIA stories. And he actually ran the MK Ultra program that, among other things, tested the use of LSD as a truth serum. And my understanding is that Sidney himself used it many times, and it totally transformed him. He moved out in the country onto a farm and lived a real bohemian life. It's kind of hilarious, really. But yeah, so as you say, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to be a stuck-up whatever CIA man.
The idea that God is love, I don't think I really got that necessarily as my growing up. I was raised Catholic. I had, you know, Jesus loves you, certainly, that kind of thing. But God as love was less a focus. Was it different for you as a Presbyterian upbringing?
I couldn't say that it was my Presbyterian upbringing, the time I spent in church once a week for an hour until I was about 13 years old, that gave me any kind of a message. You know, I liked all the stories. I loved my minister, but I don't feel like I walked away with anything that was lasting in terms of religious understanding.
Well, how did you become such a lover then? And I mean that in God's love, the divine love, the sacred thing that permeates all of the universe.
Well, I hesitate to say this because I don't want listeners to be distracted by this statement, but when I was 14, my minister's son, who was my best friend at the time, Eddie, he introduced me to LSD.
He was with the CIA too.
Oh. And the interesting story about Eddie is that his asthma was so bad, he had to take so many drugs to control the problems he had, that he was about 5'2", that's as tall as he got, and he couldn't do any of these mind expansive drugs. And so I was his guinea pig.
So he's not taking them, but
so
you
he's
are.
He's not taking
them. He's giving
them
to you.
So he really is sort of a guru guide out in the woods with me while I'm hugging trees and exclaiming about how the bark is glowing, you know, at me, and how these trees are alive. They're alive. So I have to credit Eddie, really, for who I am, and probably even credit Eddie for my understanding of divinity, you know, and who I am and who I want to be.
Of course, I want to delve deeply into who you are, what matters to you.
All people don't care about that.
I'm afraid that that's probably true, but it is what matters to me, so that's why I want to have you as my guest for Song of the Soul. So how shall we kick out John Michael Field's first song?
Well, I believe that we were going to use The Divinity Our Love Can Liberate as the first song.
It's fine with me. Those are big words, though. Divinity, liberate. Was there a time when you weren't liberated?
For sure.
I'm not sure of that.
I feel, you know, I feel like right now that my life, and I assume everyone's life, is a continuous search for more divinity, would be an easy way to say it. That we're looking to open our eyes and our hearts a little bit wider every day, and that we're all on that search.
There's some people who talk about religion in particular, and their perception of divinity is a narrow path. We've got to do this, follow these rules. We got to believe these specific things. Those don't seem like a Jamouf thing to me.
No, no. In fact, I wouldn't want to argue about that because we all have our own path, but my experience is much different. Yeah. So this song title is pretty clumsy. It's the most clumsy song title I've ever used, The Divinity Our Love Can Liberate.
But why did you choose that?
I think because oftentimes I don't have a song title when I'm writing the song and writing all the verses. And this particular song, I got to the entire end of the song, the very last line, before I played that line, wrote that line, The Divinity Our Love Can Liberate. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting to use the last line of the song as the title. But definitely that's the theme of the song. It's saying that the more we focus on love, the more expansive we become, the more we can share and empathize with other people. And so it's letting loose. This initial love is letting loose more and more love. And that's what I consider divinity.
The other thing I should mention for our listeners for Song of the Soul is that John Michael, or Jamuf, J-M-F, are his initials, that you find John Michael's music online as videos. Do you ever just go into the studio and master something and then set that out and, you know, put out an album like that?
I keep meaning to, you know, to make a CD, but all my recordings are done in my own home studio, right? Studio people would listen to my recordings that your listeners can hear on YouTube, and they'd say, oh, no, that's not good enough for a CD. You got to come into the studio, and we'll make it much better. But I'd love to just take what's on YouTube, my favorite 10, 12 songs, and stick those on a CD, and I probably will at some point. I'd like to do that.
Well, this one's got some special features to it. We see the chickens outside my window greeting us. In this one, there's other birds that are nearby. Right? You've got the birds that are chirping in the background for this one.
Yeah, you're right. The recording is out on the porch and they're pretty loud. They're going at it. I thought you were alluding to, you know, in almost all my videos, you'll see me playing the first verse, me sitting there with a guitar and singing, and then I'll use all these photographs. I'm an avid photographer and birds are one of my favorite subjects. So the song will morph into all of these photos I've taken in time with the music. And so birds are a big feature in there.
If you come to NorthernSpiritRadio.org, my interview with John Michael Field, I will have links to those videos so you can see exactly what he was just describing, the pictures and him singing and performing. But right now we're going to step into the song, The Divinity Our Love Can Liberate. How recent is it?
I think that one goes all the way back to 9 years ago, perhaps. I got to tell you, I have written 230 songs, and they're all on YouTube. So when you ask me particulars about each one, I might be a little lost.
Okay. We'll also have the link to his YouTube channel on northernspiritradio.org. Here is The Divinity Our Love Can Liberate.
I'm not much inclined to sit and worry all throughout the day, it's true. I've better things to do. I don't often read the news, it's not something amuses me at all. It's not my spirit calling. I don't need to know much more about the hate. There's a limit what my soul can contemplate. 'Cause it seems to me that there's a gentle way to stop it cold, not let it get a hold, to let our hearts unfold. What's the only thing that's ever conquered fear and hate? Yeah, I know it seems too easy just to dream, to divinely all decide that we can open up our hearts and extinguish all these angry poison schemes. Na 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 na. Maybe we're all caught up in a hazy nightmare. Yeah, you're right, stuck in the dark of night. But there's a way we can just pinch ourselves and wake up, cast aside the fright. Hate cannot stand the light. We're all in this, put aside your doubt, let go. There's a power in our unity, you know. History has shown the route we take to chase the devil out. We simply need to stand strong and free. We all have the power to obliterate this force that's screaming loudly till we can't ignore the hate. But our voice is so much stronger when the battle in due course with the divinity our love can liberate.
Got a link to the video, The Divinity Our Love Can Liberate, by John Michael Fields, commonly known amongst his friends as Jamoof. You can find it on northernspiritradio.org, and you can watch him playing that as well. You said this happened 9 or 10 years ago, and I have this feeling that you were opening towards liberation at that time. This song feels like you were opening towards that liberation. You were discovering a change that can happen at that time. Or did you know that 50 years ago?
This opening to what's possible is with me all the time. You know, just like anybody else, I might go through a month of darkness where I really can't say that I'm doing all that well in general. But then that'll turn around and I'll recommit to trying to be my better self, my best self. And so I think starting when I was that first experience out in the woods with Eddie when I was 14, I knew there was this huge world of possibility out there to expand who I was, you know, emotionally and spiritually and intellectually as well. And that it was all up to me to make this discovery. But then at that time, I certainly went looking for sources. You know, I was into Chinese philosophy and a little bit into Buddhism, definitely into Taoism. I loved haiku because it was both structured and totally free. I love that combination.
So you had some sense of it way back in your youth, which isn't that far from my youth. I think you're just a year older than me, a year wiser than me, maybe. Did it strike you at all as either problematic or surprising that your way to this liberation through LSD came through your minister's son?
It's pretty ironic, isn't it? I love that fact. And the fact that he dragged me out in the woods to have this first experience. And that's where I find the most freedom and liberation now, out canoeing or hiking.
Something tells me that working the grind in a factory or in a cubicle in a building would not be your long suit.
Gee, how did you figure that out?
I'm pretty insightful.
Yeah, in short, I've had three careers. The first one was running around the mountains in New Hampshire with the Appalachian Mountain Club. The second one was working with adults that had mental illnesses. And I considered myself a street therapist because basically what I did was just hang out with them and have conversations where I felt I could be helpful. So that was a total free-form job is what I mean to say.
Paid
me for hanging out on the street with these folks and sometimes just talking nonsense with them. And then my third job was brought about simply because my two kids, who mean everything to me in the world, Sarah, Elise, and Walker, they got to an age where my wife and I looked at each other and said, what are we going to do with them all summer long? What the heck? And then it was easy to figure out that I needed to become a teacher so I could have the summers off and take care of my kids. And that's indeed what I did.
What kind of teacher?
I found my sweet spot as a fourth grade teacher teaching English and social studies.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't led to be a math teacher or a science teacher or a music teacher for that matter.
I got lucky. Because I was started out in a charter school where we had co-teachers in the same classroom. And it was like, Well, what do you want to teach? And Mrs. Gaskins said, I'll have math. And I said, okay, that means I got English. And how about science? You like science? She took science. I took social studies. It was perfect. Perfect.
That's the miracle. How long did you do that?
About 12 or 14 years, my third career.
Again, I was going to lead into some more of your music. What should we share next?
I have a favorite. I probably have five favorites of my own. This one's called Trying to Find My Way Back Home to You. And the curious thing about this song is, who is this you? Is this a love song that I wrote for one person? And it may have started out that way, trying to find my way back home to this specific woman that I love very much. And instead, I wasn't even through the first verse when I realized, oh, this could be a divine presence trying to find my way back to the divine. And so then really the song, as the song unfolds, you'll hear that that makes perfect sense. Someone who's searching for more meaning in life, trying to land on a greater understanding of what it means to be connected to the whole out there, the whole experience.
Trying to Find My Way Back Home to You by John Michael Field, Jamouf.
Well, love can be a four-lane cruise. It can be a gravel mile. Flying fast, nothing to lose. Or dodging potholes all the while. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. I know that I have wandered lost. Makes it hard to find my heart. And pain has heaped up at a cost. Sometimes stops me at the start. But I'm trying to find my way back home to you. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. I'm tired, beat up, wet and cold. I'm not sure what's east or west. I'm lost in my own stranglehold. Down and dirty, dispossessed. But I'm trying to find my way back home to you. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. Just punch fear right in the face. What good is it with all its doubt? It's up to you to find your place, where love is what life's all about. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you. I'm just trying to find my way back home to you.
Today for Song of the Soul, we have John Michael Field here, and that gives you the initials JMF. And he goes by the name Jamouf sometimes. You can call him JM. Just don't call him late for supper.
Which I'm happy to eat up until 11 o'clock at night. So there's a lot, lot of latitude there. So let me say that the listeners might have figured out already the connection between the word Jamoof and JMF, that if you take those letters, initials of my name, and you try to pronounce them as a friend did 50 years ago, I mean, he would call me JM, JM, hey, John Michael, how's it going? And then one day he said, hey, Jamoof, because he was putting together my initials. And it stuck. I've been using it for 50 years.
So we just heard the second song that John Michael's sharing today, Trying to Find My Way Back Home to You. They're all going to be listed with a link to a video you can watch on his YouTube channel. So please check that out via northernspiritradio.org. On there you'll find all of our guests for the past 21 years,
Woo-hoo!
Where we've been doing both Song of the Soul and Spirit in Action programs. That's a lot of guests, and there's links to all of them on our website. Please follow up.
And some of them are nearly famous.
And some of them are nearly famous, but what's important to me is if they're nearly deep, and some people go well down into the depths. That was my experience when I interviewed Claire Dacey, John Michael's good friend, and they do music together as well frequently. And just she brought such richness, and when she connected me up with JM, I was so happy to accept that offer. All of that, again, on northernspiritradio.org, including you can find the 38 or 39 stations across the U.S. where our programs are syndicated. You can also post comments, and I really value them. And I don't know if people really believe how much I feel this is important, because I do not want one-way messages. It's not for me. I want it a cycle that we build and help each other. We learn together. We travel together.
Amen to that. At the end of pretty much every video I put out there, I say, please leave me a comment. I love to have a conversation with listeners. And it seems like it's been falling off. You know, less and less people will leave comments, and it just breaks my heart.
I feel that sadness too. So please, you're hearing my interview today. Please come to the website, comment on this interview, others you've listened to, maybe suggesting to us who we should be interviewing next. All of it's good. And please support those local community radio stations. Of course, we also go out via podcast, so you can always catch us that way. But there's something special about the work that all of these community radio stations are doing to put out an alternate set, not to be limited by the money desires of the billionaires who own most of our media. So please just support those community radio stations. You can donate to support Northern Spirit Radio. It is my full-time work. So please help us make this sustainable.
Yes.
And please make reach out and find, say, John Michael, please come to my town and make music, and you can hang out here.
Got a CD, man, so you can send it to me. Come on.
Yes.
So let me say something about maybe perhaps this comment will lead on to bigger and more wonderful things. But in that last song, I have a line, I'm lost in my own stranglehold, down and dirty, dispossessed. And I think that's the English teacher part of myself coming out, you know. That dispossessed can be understood as something taken from you, but there's another definition of it, which is, I'm going to read this to you. I wrote it down. It's having suffered the loss of expectations, disinherited, alienated, physically or spiritually homeless, dispossessed. Wow. That covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
And there's a wonderful book by that name, The Dispossessed.
Did not know that.
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. You should check it out. But right now, I'm going to race us on to some more music, because for this second half of the program, we're going to step up the pace quite a bit.
Yeah, we talk too much.
No, we don't talk enough. It's just because we're limiting this to a 55-minute broadcast. Although, again, the podcast can be longer.
Oh, cool.
So you may check on our northernspiritradio.org website, and you'll find the podcast, which can be considerably longer. What are we going to next?
The title might throw folks off on this one. It's called I'm Going, I'm Going, I'm Gone. Right after I wrote it, I discovered that Bob Dylan has a very similar title, and folks immediately accused me of stealing the chorus. I said, no, I've never heard it. But it's not a song about going in a bad direction, right? I'm going, gone. But it's more about connecting with all these things we've been talking about and sort of entering a more blissful state, Or at least it's about that search to enter that more blissful state where we feel connected to everything.
To go back to the 1960s, 70s, you blew my mind. It's a going, going, gone, as in blown, my mind is blown, opened, widened, beyond. Right? Maybe you didn't grow up saying that kind of thing.
Oh, no. Well, we said, it blows my mind. Yeah. I make a mistake in this song, and I can't believe I did it. But in this recording you'll hear, it says, Buddha may have said it best, stay on the path, forsake the rest. That's not what Buddhism is all about. And it was Krishna who would have said that, right? So we got to turn to Hinduism for that. So I have to make that correction because I feel so ashamed.
I'm glad you have feet of clay like I do. But when you say it's not your cup of tea, what are you referring to there?
Oh, that's kind of a play on words, isn't it? That because I can picture a religious group of folks sitting around having tea and talking about these things we're talking about. So when I say it's not my cup of tea, then I'm saying staying on the path is not my cup of tea because I'm kind of a wild child and I'm off to the left and off to the right and just can't stay on that path down the middle.
I think you're going to love it, folks. I do. I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone.
Wandered down some corridors too dark to find my way. Trusted in a steady faith that greets me day to day. It has seen me through the times I can't rely upon my mind to free me. Buddha maybe said it best, stay on the path, forsake the rest. I never will, I must confess, it's not my cup of tea. But I'll keep stumbling blindly on, searching for a liaison to lead me. I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone. Once again, it runs in circles now and then. Through a tailspin of doubts I've been concealing, I'm not ashamed of feeling tossed. This searching often leaves me lost and reeling. All the gracious friends I know have steered clear of my undertow, but said the right things apropos of healing. This clarity, it comes and goes, mixed with worries, wants, and woes I'm feeling. I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone. I'm going, I'm gone. Time is so illusory, believe it if you will. Don't choose some version of a life that leaves you unfulfilled. What do you do to see it through, to find the honest core of you that's waiting? Take a breath, my searching friend. Close your eyes and breathe again. The struggles you want to transcend are fading. Sorrow carves the cup that holds your joy, that heals you bit by bit. Oh boy, it's liberating. I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone.
John Michael Field is here today. Where you want to track him down is via his YouTube channel, which we have on Northern Spirit Radio. Just follow the link from northernspiritradio.org or go to YouTube and search John Michael Field.
Or actually search Jamoof. They might not find me as John Michael Field.
Yeah, it's J-A-M-O-O-F, Jamoof. And you'll find his link there if you don't come via northernspiritradio.org.
So there's a phrase that runs through many of my songs, including the one that they just heard. Sorrow carves the cup that holds my joy. And that's always meant so much to me because in it, it seems like there's a duality there. You know, it seems like those are opposites, but makes perfect sense to me that the more we have experiences that are carving into us, sort of the more room there is, you know, maybe part of it is in the healing process that we discover more about ourselves and get closer to joy. So sorrow carves the cup that holds my joy.
You mentioned seasonal affective disorder, SAD, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Periodic for some people, and not necessarily every year, every place, that there's a depression that can come on by the lack of light. That lack of light, by the way, I think—
Isn't that metaphoric?
It could be metaphoric and it can be literal, both, right?
Yeah.
Does it still affect you?
It does. And for some reason now, I mean, there was a period of years starting, I don't know, 15 years ago, where I could pretty much depend on it every year being there. And now these days, I don't know if I've been able to change that myself, that I have power over that. But it's not a guarantee anymore that springtime. I mean, as an example, last fall, when I was sort of looking for signs of it coming on, and literally it can come on in a day. It can be the middle of September, and one day I'll be this way, and the next day I'll be like, oh, here it comes. I feel it. There was a period of time last September when I felt it coming on, and I said, oh, boy, what's going to happen now? And I got through it, and a week later I was back to being me. So it's totally curious. I wish I had was able to give some good advice to folks who go through this same kind of thing. But so, yeah, I'm a little more hopeful that every year might be a little different. Oh, on YouTube, I have an entire playlist, I'll call it. And you can go on people's sites and they'll have playlists that they put on their YouTube site. And I've got about 8 different playlists with different titles like Songs of Love. And I have one which basically is all about addressing seasonal affective disorder. And when I started writing these songs, and this was kind of cool because I would literally be feeling the effects of it and would be feeling down and hardly able to motivate myself to go to the grocery store. And yet, when I picked up a guitar and I tried to put this feeling into words, that sort of whooshed me up and I could actually write a song about it. So I wrote like 10 songs about, not just about seasonal affective disorder, but it's about alienation in general, being alienated from yourself as well as the world. And so I have these 10 songs that all of a sudden people started responding, talk about comments. I've got one song that's got like 400 comments because people are all saying, yes, yes, that's how I feel as well. Thank you. And so that was cool.
I in part brought this up because I believe the next song you're going to share plays on the edge, shall we say. I don't know if you see it that way, but that's my interpretation, not your own. I'm just taking what I heard in playing the song over and over. Can you tell us about Come What May?
You know, I'm going to say maybe less about this song than any other because I'm still a little bemused what people hear in this song, what kind of meaning they get out of it. And yeah, the question is, how can you write a song and you don't know what you're writing about? But sometimes the words flow out, the feelings flow out, the feelings feel true. And yet, when I look at the whole song myself now, I'm like, what is this really about? Come what may. I mean, it talks about you got to look to the sky if you want to break free from the dark. Okay, I can understand that.
And I would think that's something you might say to someone who's stuck in their depressive mode. It's because they're looking down.
Yes. So there are parts of the song that make perfect sense, but then it pretty much keeps referencing fate as a way out of hour. So like sit back, don't try to force your life or your direction, and just sort of see what happens. I think there's a lot of that in this song, Come What May.
I've been walking through the rain. I've been waiting for the rainbow to shine. But I got my head bowed down, so I'm sure not gonna see it this time. You gotta look to the sky if you wanna break free from the dark. Give your spirit a chance to steer clear of all these question marks. But my doubts hang around, and they always seem to get in the way. So badly to trust my fate, to come what may. If I wasn't so big-headed, I could find my way back home. Leave these tears and the fears that have kept me so alone. All it takes is a friend to help you turn it all around. To make some amends and climb back up on solid ground. I've been lost in a tangle of woe, caught up in what it might say. So hard to trust my fate, come what may. Come what may, can my heart find the courage in time? Come what may, will my spirit shine with truth so divine? It's all up to you, and every choice you make can set you free. And those clouds in your head that continue to block out the light, they were put there by you, and you alone can make it right. With friends by your side to help to lift you up every day. Love wins the fight in time to lead to come what may. I've been walking all night through the rain down this country road. I've been waiting for the dawn to shine to show me which way to go. There was a time not long ago when I'd be sheltered at home. Changed and it's strange, but I don't feel that no more. Now I'm anchored to the wind, my friend, in a brand new day. heart is adrift in a gift, come what may.
Come What May is brought to us today for Song of the Soul by JMF, Jamouf, or John Michael Field. Again, you come via our site, you'll find a link to the YouTube video that that song came from or is conveyed by. All of that is linked on northernspiritradio.org, including the link to John Michael's YouTube channel. When I listened to that song, you were saying, John Michael, about how stubborn you are or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to say, I'm more stubborn than you.
Oh, no.
No, I'm no more.
Way. No
you're,
way.
We're not. We're just,
no way.
No,
it's come my. On. Put up your dukes.
Put up your dukes and I'll give you a hug. That's how stubborn I am. Do you see yourself as a stubborn person, really?
Well, it's interesting that because I have so many years under my belt, so to speak, my stubbornness has definitely softened up so much, and I'm now able to see it so much more clearer. So when it comes up for me that, oh, I think I'll just be stubborn here, then it's really easy to see it, really easy to amend it and reach out for understanding with the other person instead of just, you know, I'm going to stand here and lock my arms together and come on, let's go at it.
Well, can you drive us to one more song? Again, there'll be a version of this interview uncut that you can get via our website, northernspiritradio.org, a podcast version, which is longer than our 55-minute broadcast version. Well, I love all of it. I wish I could broadcast it all, but what can you share for us?
Good luck whittling it down.
Andrew is my assistant, and he helps at that a lot. I get very tied to so much of the interviews.
That's got to be tough. I mean, as an editor myself, I write music and I edit that. But I know what the process is like, and I'm listening to us here going, oh, man, how is Mark going to get through this? That's got to be tough. This last song that we'll play, No Regrets, is one of my favorites, one of my five favorites, we'll say. There's many versions of it on YouTube. I think there might be four. And the one that we were going to link to is just one that is made so much more beautiful because Claire is singing harmony with me.
And that's Claire Dacey, folks. And I did an interview with her several months ago. And you just come by NordenSpiritRadio.org, search for Claire Dacey, and you'll find that one. And she's often accompanied by John Michael.
She's often accompanied by me and vice versa. Yes, absolutely. So this song, No Regrets, pretty much the title tells you what the song is about. I want to live my life with no regrets. Well, how do you do that? I think the way you get there is first you have to commit to being honest, 100% honest. I always used to say there's no 99.9% honest. If you've got that 0.1%, it makes you a liar. And that the whole act of honesty is one of committing in every moment to be as honest as you know how to be. And so pretty much the song is getting into that, saying, if I can be that honest with myself and with other people, then I can live a life of no regret and can aspire to feel all this love and compassion for other folks that we've been talking about.
Your music's great. I love the depth of it. I love the love in it that you're constantly expressing in the best way in the world. And I just wish we had more of that. Certainly the peccadilloes and distractions that we have in our life are wonderful. I'm not shaming about them at all. But the big light and love and spirit and essence, the divinity that we all can have access to is exactly where you're leading us to. And I'm so much appreciate you being here to share that.
Thank you, Mark. Bless you.
And we end our interview with John Michael Field, a.k.a. Jamouf, with his song No Regrets. You'll find a link to a video of him performing this with Claire Dacey on northernspiritradio.org. It's the third of, I think, five songs in that series. So Just be aware that you'll get a few others of his songs as well. But all of the songs that he shared here today are linked to his YouTube channel, which we're linking to overall. Come by NordenspiritRadio.org. Delve more into the 230 songs that John Michael
set aside a year or so.
Yes, it'll be a good year for you. And I want to thank you so much, John Michael, for being here today, for sharing this depth. And I hope to have you back again.
Oh, that would be cool. Thank you.
Here it is, No Regrets by Jamouf. And we'll see you next week for Song of the Soul.
Something is happening, could be a good thing. I'm full of questioning that turns my head around. I can't help hoping if I stay open. I'll stop my moping, get my ass up off the ground, and live my life with no regrets. Without a safety net, without an ounce of quit, and love my friends with all my heart. Untethered from the start, not living in a world apart. Life is never what it seems, chasing promises and dreams, wondering what's exactly real. It's an elemental thing, simple as the birds in spring, when you let your spirit feel it. I've spent a lifetime walking a fine line. It's been a slow grind, stuck in some excuse. But times have changed me, slowly rearranged me. And now I'm finding out I'm ready to break loose and live my life with no regrets. Without a safety net, without an ounce of quit, and love my friends with a heart that's stretching wide, with nothing left to hide, as open as the sky. Life is never what it seems, chasing memories and dreams, wondering what's exactly real. It's an elemental swing, simple as the birds in spring, when you let your spirit feel it. It's not a hard thing to let your heart sing in a world that's waiting there to lift you off the ground. There is this harmony running through you and me. And when we break free, then the music's all around. And we live our lives with no regrets. Without a safety net, without an ounce of quit. And love our friends with all our hearts. Untethered from the start, not living in a world apart. Without a safety net, without an ounce of quit, and love my friends with a heart that's stretching wide, with nothing left to hide, as open as the sky.
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.